In Castleton right now, and we do have a group of young high schoolers and also their pastor here from Southport Presbyterian Church. They've been, serving with us and serving the community. And so I'm here with Southport Presbyterian pastor. And let me know what your name and what are you guys here for?
My name is Ben Ruyak, and I'm the junior high youth pastor at Southport Presbyterian Church, and we just want to help our community. We love being able to serve and help whatever ways we can, and so it's been awesome to work and partner with Faith, Hope, and Love to just find different areas in our community to help and serve them whatever way we can, whether that's painting or cleaning up or raking or whatever we can do. We're excited to be able to bless our community and feel like it's important for kids to understand, to see outside themselves and to help other people. And so hopefully through that, they'll individually take on a desire to transform the city.
My name's Emily Patrick, and I'm from Southport Presbyterian Church. I'm here because I just want to help out my community and just give back because I have so many things for myself, and I just want to give other people a chance to be more happy and let them have more chances in life.
So how old are you?
I'm 13.
Wow, that's early to start thinking about helping out others.
Yeah.
Huh? That's good.
I'm Monica. I'm from Southport Presbyterian Church. I'm 12, and I love to help out because I like the feeling of knowing that you're helping someone out and probably brightening up their day.
My name is Tim Grimes.
Okay.
And from SBC.
All right. And what are you guys doing here today?
Just moving things around so that they can get a new floor. Moving desks, moving things in and out, and different things. So, yeah, it's good.
What do you think about helping others?
It's good. It's good for the person you're helping, but it's also good for the you as a person because it kind of, reinvigorating to the soul. That's kind of corny as it sounds, but yeah.
You just heard some young people who are serving unconditionally. At their early age, they start to learn the importance of helping one another, and not only for the benefit of those whom they help, but also, as what one of our interviewees, that it's good for the soul. So I encourage you to encourage everyone that you come in contact with, that little things can make a big difference in people's lives and in turn can transform our city. God bless you.